Bell, Logano, Hamlin, your top three, with Tyler Reddick right now three car lengths back and forth.
Then you've got Austin Dillon running fifth, Bubba Wallace sixth, Ross Chastain in front of Michael McDowell. Then comes Carson Hocevar. Then comes Martin Truex Jr. That's your top 10.
They work their way back into the corner. No one really stepping out into three or four wide territory. Double wide max after everything begins to settle down after this most recent restart.
It's about, Todd Gordon, getting your track position on restarts and then trying to maintain it and hang on to it. Let's talk a little bit now about Daniel Suarez. Since they made the call early on to put on that set of option tires and get the track position, the price they're paying right now for not being able to match the rest of the field.
Well, they drove from 16th to the lead in a 3-second lead when they had put them on and nobody else had them. Now they're seeing the opposite effect of that. Went from the outside of the front row to the last car in lead lap. It's painful here, but it's part of the strategies of what happens, where you want to use those tires, how you want to manufacture your day. They've kind of fallen back into the place that they were before they took advantage of that advantage early.
Well, right now, Suarez is 16th. Josh Berry is there. If Josh gets around Daniel Suarez, you're right, he will be the last car on the lead lap. We're talking about a driver that has led 79 circuits here tonight in Daniel Suarez. C. Bell leading over Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick, and Austin Dillon. That's your top five, Mike.
Here they come. Bell leading Logano mightily. Five car lengths or so. Same back to Hamlin. Problem for Martin Truex Jr. off turn number two. He'll pull his car to the inside of the racetrack. He's coming to pit road. Martin Truex Jr. headed to the pit lane at lap 250.
And he did put on the option tires on the last pit stop. He hits the pit lane under green. Hits pit lane speed. Jason Toy, he's making his way all the way down to you.
Long agonizing run down, 40 miles per hour all the way down toward turn number one of pit road here for Martin Truex Jr. as they count him down into his pit stall. Three, four, actually two and one there, but it is an internal issue. Smoke billowing out of the hood here for Martin Truex Jr. This one could be catastrophic.
He led 228 laps here in the spring. He came up short then. He's run up front all night tonight, and it looks like he's going to come up short again. C. Bell leading Christopher Bell, that is, over Joey Logano on lap 252. The rest of the top five, Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick, and Austin Dillon.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or
better,
footwear is sold.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Ryan's not here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
The hood is up. The car is behind the wall for Martin Truex Jr. as we are down now to 144 laps remaining. Christopher Bell by five car lengths over Joey Logano. Joey's got five over Denny Hamlin. Another five back to Tyler Reddick. Five more back to Austin Dillon. Back with more in a moment from Richmond Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
141 laps remain here at the Richmond Raceway. Christopher Bell out front. His teammate, Martin Truex Jr., is on pit road. Actually, he's not on pit road. He's behind pit road. And Jason Toy, what's the latest?
Martin, you had a fast one there, buddy. What finally happened? You had a fast car going. What finally happened?
I just lost the motor. I don't know. It's just started missing all of a sudden and losing power. So I came down pit road to check it out. It was on fire.
All right, there you go. Had a little bit of flame out the back end of the motor towards the dash. The crew put it out. But Martin Truex Jr. done for the night.
That is a tough, tough break. He will finish dead last in 37th and will take a major hit in the championship points. Remember, he does not have a win under his belt as of yet in the season. He did, currently 81 points to the good with three races to go before we know who our playoff field will be.
And we're down to 138. Christopher Bell, Logano, Hamlin, nothing has changed there. Christopher Bell pacing the field. That lead has grown from five car lengths, maybe out to eight. Another eight back to Denny Hamlin as Christopher Bell just out front logging laps. He has just led his 96th lap here tonight.
So why don't we give you a mid-race update brought to you by Cookout. Cookout and Richmond, fast service and fast cars, awesome food at max speed. Cookout is where the hamburgers are always char-grilled, always fresh, and never frozen. Race through the Cookout drive-thru for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola.
Denny Hamlin took the green flag and led 58 laps, and then Christopher Bell got by him, led a handful. And then the option tire came into play. Daniel Suarez puts it on and drives immediately to the front and leads 79 laps. He's the only car not on the option tire at the moment, and he is running back in 16th position, the last car on the lead lap. At the moment, with only 135 laps remaining, the top five, Christopher Bell, Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick, and Austin Dillon. And what a drive it's been for Austin Dillon.
It really has been something that this team has been desperately needing this year, having some success. And it hasn't been just today, Todd. They showed speed in the 45-minute practice session and also qualifying.
Yeah, I talked to him. Talked to Justin earlier today, and they were fast. Not only the fast lap, but their 10 lap, their 15 lap average. They were top three in both of those. Really felt like the weekend or the 2 weeks off. They really worked on some things. They took what they've been doing, the short track stuff. Anything that showed a glimmer of hope, they've kind of been working on trying to come up with a package that works around here. And he talked about Austin Dillon's. He's really good at Richmond. He understands managing tires. He's done a really good job of it. They've had a solid run today.
I know, Mike Bagley, you were watching a pretty good battle right there for the ninth position. Josevar had it. And just a moment ago, Ryan Blaney able to dive down to the inside and take that spot away.
Yeah, Ryan Blaney making short work of Carson Josevar here as we work through the later stages of this race. And once he has made that pass, he's been able to leave Josevar, that is, by about three car lengths and immediately go to work on the Ross Chastain car.
132 laps remain in the Cookout 400.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know the camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
Christopher Bell's lead continues to be a consistent 1.5 seconds over second place Joey Logano. Denny Hamlin is third. Tyler Reddick is fourth. And Austin Dillon rounds out the top five. 130 laps remain from Richmond Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
It's time to make tall grass short at Tractor Central. Save hundreds on select John Deere riding lawnmowers and zero turns. Offers end September 3rd. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Christopher Bell up front by 1.3 seconds, nothing changing there. The thought process now, Jeff begins to think, okay, when do we come to pit lane again based off of everything we've been seeing through the opening 274 laps of the race?
Well, how about seeing and hearing? Because as we heard from the crew chief, Todd Gordon, he said anywhere from 30 to 50 on the option tire. We're 36 laps into that run right now. We were just talking to the break with Jason Toy and Chris Wilner. They're saying at or around 50 laps in, we are starting to see significant fall off on some drivers. And now, as a matter of fact, Daniel Suarez, last lap on the primary tire, 37 laps into the run, he's running 16th. He's the fastest car on the racetrack.
Yeah, this is the point. We talked about we had 25 to 30 laps of an advantage, and then you go the other way. This is the point at which he starts to see it coming back. But he's lost 16.8 seconds to the leader in all of this time. It's going to be hard to make that back. Wonder if they're going to think about a single stop strategy, maybe be on yellows and yellows, save a set of reds for the end, or whether they'll all come here in the next 15 laps and split it into doubles.
With a win under your belt like Suarez and that team has, does this afford them that opportunity to take that kind of a gamble?
Well, I think when you're looking at it now, if he stays on par and just puts yellows on like everybody else and then puts reds on with everybody else at the end, he's probably going to be stuck back here in 15th, 16th position. So why not take the gamble of single stopping it and going to the point, seeing if you get a late caution so you've got a set of tires left?
Well, the other car that is fast on the racetrack right now is Blaney. Remember, he got by Hosovar, then Chastain, then McDowell, then Bubba Wallace. Ryan Blaney is up to six. Kyle Larson is on pit road.
Kyle Larson's coming in to kind of start the brigade here. We saw earlier in Harrison Burton come in about two laps ago. Four tires, Sunoco Fuel. They put the yellow regular hard powder compound tire here for Kyle Larson. And Sunoco Fuel for him, he's down on the way. How about in front of you, Chris?
Well, his teammate William Byron is in Sunoco Fuel. They're already working to the left side, changing out those option tires, putting on back the prime tires. William Byron is down on the way a little bit early, but here comes the strategy. Jason Toy, Denny Hamlin coming to you.
Works his way all the way down to turn one into pit road. He has pit stall number one. He's got those red tires. They started to drop off there on the back end of the run. They're going to put back those yellow regular compound tires back for Denny Hamlin. Right side work complete. They'll swing around to the left side. One single pump of the jack as they'll put him back up with left side tires. There he goes. Denny Hamlin with Sunoco Fuel down on the way. Chris.
Joey Logano is in. Tight race car for him. He says it's a three tight on exit. They made a little bit of adjustment, putting the prime tires back on. Tyler Reddick, who's single stop stage number two, is in. Prime tires going aboard that Toyota. He's down and away.
Green flag pit stops taking place here at or around lap 280. Here is Christopher Bell now coming to pit lane. The race leader's on pit road.
Right side tires going on for Christopher Bell. Now they'll swing around. It'll be left side tires.
Christopher Bell is in. He said the rears were killed. The prime tires are down to the way. The crew's celebrating. A flawless four-tire pit stop. The prime tires on for Chris. Bell.
Austin Dillon also making a stop, and now pit road, at least for the moment, is empty, but not anymore, because here comes Austin Cindric onto pit road. Chase Elliott has yet to come to pit road. Let's cover the stop. Austin Cindric is there.
Austin Cindric is in. It's going to be a four-tire change. They have their last set of red tires already on, so it's back to the prime tires. They made their bed. Now they have to lay in it, but Austin Cindric also power steering issues, but he's down and away.
It's going to have to man up here in these last 118 laps on a short track with power steering problems. Chase Elliott now is the race leader. Three of the four Hendrick Motorsports cars came to pit road. As a matter of fact, here is Alex Bowman. He was busted for speeding on pit road. He's going to have to make a pass-through penalty here. That's going to be an absolute dagger in his chances to win here tonight.
Got a battle for the lead shaping up, although it's over, because Chase Elliott's going to give it up and come to pit road. He was running side-by-side with Daniel Suarez, and we understand right now we've got another penalty coming. Is this one for Christopher Bell?
It is. Christopher Bell busted for speeding on the pit lane. He's going to have to do a pass-through penalty, and that will really put a wrinkle in his sheets trying to get to victory lane in this one. Tough break for Seabell as he makes his way through pit road at pit road speed. Chris Wilner, Chase Elliott was just on the pit lane.
He was. That Coca-Cola colors is already down and past my position on pit road. The prime tires are on. His teammate, though, you guys talked about Alex Bowman with the penalty, also another driver out of the red option tires. So a couple Hendrick cars already out of their allotment here tonight.
Everybody has pitted with the exception of one. The one is Daniel Suarez, who is now, I think we can confirm, on a different cycle than everybody else. Suarez right now back out front. He leads by 8 seconds, but that lead is dwindling in a hurry. Hamlin is second, 8 back. Logano is third. Then you've got Tyler Reddick, Austin Dillon, Bubba Wallace, Ross Chastain. All of these cars have pitted. William Byron, Michael McDowell, and then Kyle Busch. Kyle has yet also to come to pit road. So Suarez has stayed out. Kyle Busch again gambling, trying to get a caution flag. Suarez, a different strategy. Out front, he's got one set of option tires like everybody else, laying in the pits, ready to be bolted on.
Matter of fact, Christopher Bell, after doing the pass-through penalty for speeding, just unlapped himself around Daniel Suarez. So Christopher Bell is back on the tail end of the lead lap. For Christopher Bell, this is the third consecutive race at Richmond. He's been busted for speeding. He's got some work to do to get back to the top.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore are thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Why must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO, great service without all the drama.
We are under the green flag.
Listen up, NASCAR fans. Now's the time to turn your love of racing into big-time prizes. Because NASCAR Fantasy Live is your fast lane to bragging rights.
Furious racing here.
Pick five drivers each week of the season. Then complete additional challenges to stack points. All for your shot at the grand prize.
So let's get this party started.
For official rules and to learn more, visit NASCAR.com/fantasy and sign up today.
Denny Hamlin, 3.9 seconds behind the race leader, Daniel Suarez. Hamlin is faster to the tone of 7/10 of a second a lap, faster than the race leader. So with 109 laps remaining, by the time we come back from break, I think we're going to have ourselves a battle for the race lead. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote.
ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Back at Richmond Raceway, Daniel Suarez is no longer the race leader. We mentioned that Denny Hamlin was running 7/10 of a second a lap faster than Suarez. I think Suarez knew what was about to happen. Daniel Suarez just gave up the lead, went to pit lane in front of Jason Toy.
Great work, routine pit work for Daniel Suarez's crew. Four tires, Sunoco fuel. They stuck with the yellow regular tire here. That leaves them with that softer compound red set for later on in this race. Trying to two-stop this final segment here. What they did on that last run was kept them out there long enough to continue to tell him how far away the newer tires were and let him by. But once the time started dwindling down with Denny Hamlin, they knew it was time to bring him in. They came in, put on those four fresh Goodyear Racing Eagles, and sent him out of the way.
103 laps remain. Denny Hamlin by just two car lengths over Joey Logano. That is the battle for the lead. It's Hamlin, Logano, Reddick, Austin Dillon, Bubba Wallace, top five, Mike Bagley, Denny Hamlin off two.
And he's in lap traffic. Logano soon will be as well. Here comes Denny Hamlin halfway up the back straightaway. Give it a good look to John Hunter Nemechek, trying to put him a lap in arrears.
They do have that traffic they're going to have to deal with, and it's a significant amount of traffic. Here they are off turn number four. Nemechek keeps his Toyota to the bottom of the racetrack. Denny Hamlin flies around topside.
Got to go to the outside of the racetrack. Denny Hamlin dials up the second lane, and he has a problem for just a moment getting around the Nemechek car. He'll finally do it. Now, four car lengths and Nemechek separate the top two.
16 cars on the lead lap, one lap down, free pass position for Todd Gilliland. Then comes Daniel Suarez. He's a lap down as we pick that battle up for the lead. Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano.
Again, lap traffic still a factor for these two. Denny Hamlin has already put a lap on John Hunter Nemechek. Joey Logano will step to the outside and do the same. But lap cars of Noah Gregson, Kyle Busch, and Zane Smith, along with Ty Dillon, directly ahead.
That lap on Nemechek is his third lap down now for John Hunter Nemechek. The battle for the free pass position is over immediately. Daniel Suarez has just passed Todd Gilliland. So Suarez, on the different pit cycle right now, is 17th, the first car, one lap down.
Hamlin, Logano, Austin Dillon. He has run top five, top six, top seven all night long. And right now, he is up to third. It's been a great night for him. He is running in front of Tyler Reddick and Bubba Wallace. Bubba's been top five most of the night. Sixth, Ross Chastain. William Byron, seventh. Michael McDowell has been top 10 all night after he rallied back from being a lap down on the option tire. Kyle Larson right now is ninth, and Josh Berry is 10th.
And that's how they run right now with 99 laps to go. There are four races to go before the playoffs are set. Every position on the track matters. If you think we're just kind of blowing smoke, how about this? Bubba Wallace started below the cut line at the start of the race. He's now 4 points to the good in 15th. And Ross Chastain is the last one in by one single point. That means one spot on the racetrack. Chastain is in, and Chris Buescher is one out.
Right now, Chastain running in position number six. I gave you the top 10. There is only 15 cars on the lead lap. The other five running 11th and having a good night since the drop of the green flag 303 laps ago. Carson Hocevar, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. having a good night tonight. He's 12th. Christopher Bell right now after the penalty running 13th in front of Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney. Blaney being the last car on the lead lap. Daniel Suarez at the moment in the free pass position as he just passed Kyle Busch, also a lap down.
Well, as a matter of fact, Daniel Suarez may unlap himself the old-fashioned way here as he's about to run up on the back bumper of Denny Hamlin, the race leader. As a matter of fact, he looks to the inside in turn number two.
Here's Denny Hamlin trying to fend off the advances of Daniel Suarez. Suarez is there, side by side at the back straightaway. More lap traffic directly ahead, and Suarez will get by him.
And so that will put 16 cars back on the lead lap. Daniel Suarez doing it the hard way, but he's fast.
And that's yellow tire to yellow tire. It's just a 13-lap advantage because they pitted later in the cycle there. Be interesting to see where this drives to and just see how they can strategize their way forward from here. What happens when it comes to the last cycle?
94 laps to go in the Cookout 400, and here's how they're running, presented by hands-free Skechers slip-ins. No bending down, no touching your shoes. Just step in and go with hands-free Skechers slip-ins.
Denny Hamlin showing the way on lap 307. He's doing so in front of Joey Logano, Austin Dillon, Tyler Reddick, and Bubba Wallace. That's your top five. Ross Chastain is sixth. William Byron, seventh. Michael McDowell, eighth. Ninth is Kyle Larson. 10th is Josh Berry.
Running in 11th is Carson Hocevar. 12th is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Christopher Bell, after a speeding penalty on pit road, is 13th. Chase Elliott is 14th. Ryan Blaney, 15th. Daniel Suarez, the last car now on the lead lap, he's 16th. Kyle Busch, the first car, one lap down in 17th. Todd Gilliland, 18th. Chase Briscoe, 19th. And Chris Buescher is 20th.
Austin Cindric, 21st. Brad Keselowski, 22nd. Noah Gregson, 23rd. 24th to Ryan Preece. Zane Smith, 25th. Ty Gibbs, 26th. Alex Bowman is running 27th. Harrison Burton, 28th. 29th is Eric Jones, and Daniel Hemric is 30th.
Running 31st is John Hunter Nemechek. 32nd is Ty Dillon. 33rd is Justin Haley. Corey LaJoie is 34th. Riley Herbst, 35th. Parker Retzloff, 36th. The only car out of the race is Martin Truex Jr. in 37th.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm what you might call very good at hide and seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Battle for second is side by side off turn number four. Austin Dillon has caught Joey Logano. Goes to the inside. As a matter of fact, they're going to be forced three wide by the lap machine of Ty Dillon on fresher tires. But that battle for second continues wheel to wheel.
Wheel to wheel, Ford and Chevy. Austin Dillon, what a great night that he is having right now. He's about to take the second spot away, but not if Joey Logano has anything to say about it.
Chevrolet and Ford. Dillon in the Chevrolet. Logano in the Ford. Dillon on the inside trying to get by. Logano trying to hold him down. They continue to go wheel to wheel.
That forces Joey Logano to take a higher line entry into turn number one, and that gives Austin Dillon the entire bottom lane of the racetrack, and he'll use it through turn one, through turn two, to stay side by side with Logano for second.
And they're both running down the race leader, Denny Hamlin. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Denny Hamlin continues to show the way. Joey Logano and Austin Dillon continue their fight for the second position. However, at the moment, Logano will hang on to the second spot as Austin Dillon's forced to kind of cool his jets just a bit. But Denny Hamlin, with 82 laps to go, back at the front here at Richmond, and that is not a surprise.
How about Austin Dillon? The last time he had a top five finish was 50 races ago. Dillon right now has just been rock solid. Todd, real quick before they run down the race leader, and they're working on doing that right now, talking about Logano and Austin. How do you explain one car in Dillon having such a good night and the team car in Kyle Busch having such a dismal night?
Yeah, I think Justin Alexander and Austin Dillon, the chemistry there, we've seen that kind of grow through this. And the off weeks, I think, was good. I had the conversation with Justin Alexander earlier today, and they're working on the right things. They're trying to build the right things. They're having to get rid of mistakes. That's the biggest thing they've said. They haven't had speed, but they've made too many mistakes that cost them finishes. So they're putting a good race together today and up there battling for a top five position.
They've been top five car for the better part of the night. They had a great practice yesterday, great qualifying effort, and that's parlaying, obviously, here through the opening 321 laps. But they still have 78 laps to try to make sure they stay where they're at.
Boy, I really like, you know, we talked a lot about Austin Dillon. I really love the run that Michael McDowell has had tonight. They just continue to show speed week in and week out. Are we talking to them in victory lane, you know, every other week? No. But do we talk about them every week? Absolutely. Todd Gilliland has been fast more times than not, and Michael McDowell just stringing together a solid performance here tonight.
That's Front Row Motorsports as a whole. Todd Gilliland's led more laps this year than he has in his entire NASCAR Cup Series career. He also is a driver that signed a contract extension just a few weeks back, and he'll stay at Front Row Motorsports. Obviously, Michael McDowell will take his efforts on to Spire Motorsports next year. But this is a team, Jeff, you look at these four races, including tonight, and clearly having a good run tonight. I don't see the speed out of McDowell at the moment to drive up six positions and try to win this race, but you never know what can happen. But then you would go off to Michigan, then Daytona, and to me, Daytona's the one. McDowell, a Daytona 500 champion. He knows how to win there. Todd Gilliland, the most laps he's led this year in a race, I believe, came in the Daytona 500. So I think those two cars could be factors to really pull some sort of a miracle with a couple of races left to get into the playoffs.
And keep in mind that Michael McDowell was a pole sitter for a couple of Speedway races earlier this season. So they've got a ton of speed in their cars. They've done a really good job. I think, to your point, Daytona's going to be very interesting to see where Front Row ends up.
I got it. It's a stretch. You could see McDowell and Todd Gilliland go 1-2 working together. They're that good there. Austin Dillon is very good here, Mike Bagley. It is a Toyota, now a Chevrolet, and a Ford top three.
Yeah, right now we're watching them just work their way around the racetrack, and it's an interesting setup and an interesting dynamic. Can anyone take the win out of Denny Hamlin's sails? He's going for another win, but also can Austin Dillon put another win in his pocket and lock his way in? Because if Austin Dillon wins this race tonight, that playoff leaderboard gets turned upside down going to Michigan next week.
Yeah, definitely. And they've got the pace right now. He is running down Denny Hamlin up here in the front. It got by Joey Logano, worked really hard with him, got loose underneath him, had to kind of cool everything back down, made the run at him, closing the gap to the 11 car.
72 laps to go this time by. Here's Austin Dillon. Clean racetrack, and that'll enable these two drivers to really battle for the race lead. Hamlin has it. He is going to have to play defense because on the attack is Austin Dillon.
They are separated by three car lengths coming back into turn number one, and they've got a slew of lap traffic in front of him. They're not at that point yet to where they need to start passing cars, but Denny Hamlin needs to be mulling over a plan of attack to keep Austin Dillon behind him while navigating that lap traffic.
His last win was August in Daytona in 2022. He would love to go back to victory lane here tonight in Richmond. Austin Dillon closing in on the race leader, Denny Hamlin.
He has turned the wick up in the last handful of laps. Austin Dillon now shuts the separation down to one car length. Austin Dillon now on the back bumper of Denny Hamlin for the lead at lap 329.
It has been an impressive last five or six laps. All of a sudden, the Bass Pro Shop Chevrolet of Austin Dillon cast his line, set the hook on the back bumper of Hamlin, and he's reeled him in.
Here he comes, bottom of the racetrack. Question is, does he need the net or the gaff to get him in the boat? Right now, it's Hamlin, it's Dillon. Private battle for the lead. Still, lap traffic is on the horizon.
Austin Dillon will let the car slide up the banking. He'll peek to the outside, cross over, peek now down to the inside. Separation between the top two, just a half a car length. Dillon to the bottom of the racetrack.
Now Hamlin will throw the block, but Austin Dillon center on in there into turn number one. He wasn't able to do anything with it, though. Hamlin took that line away as one lap ago, Joey Logano bailed out and went to pit road.
Along with Michael McDowell and Kyle Larson, Chris Wilner.
Joey Logano, it was a last-minute call to switch from reds to yellows. They're staying on the prime tire. Needs better turn off the corner. They made an air pressure adjustment. He's already down and away.
67 laps to go. It is Denny Hamlin by a half a car length over Austin Dillon and Tyler Reddick. Bubba Wallace, Ross Chastain, your top five. Here we go. Austin Dillon is going to take the lead because Denny Hamlin is going to come to pit road. It was 67 laps to go. Mike Bagley, Austin Dillon is leading his first lap of the season.
And right now he's all by himself on the racetrack. Question is, how long will it be before Austin comes to pit road? Right now, Brad Keselowski and Chris Buescher get tangled up coming to pit road. Both those drivers had to slam on brakes, and here comes the Dillon car to pit road.
Let's go to Jason Toy.
Hamlin is in, four tires to Sonoco. Fuel will drop things off here. We're going to follow up here and see if they put that final set of reds on there for him because he had one laying there in the pit stall.
67 laps to go here in Richmond.
Cookout in Richmond. Fast service and fast cars. A great match. Cooked outdoors style food at max speed. Cookout is where the hamburgers are char grilled. Always fresh, never frozen. Goes great with an ice cold Coca-Cola or a shake. So fans, don't forget to race through the Cookout drive-thru for a Cookout tray today. They're open late.
Curious what drivers talk about during the race? Visit RacingElectronics.com today to purchase a scanner and listen to uncensored audio from every team in the race. Learn more at RacingElectronics.com or stop by and see them in the vendor area today.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by SDP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast. The 1993 season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Green flag pit stops continuing on. Carson Hocevar took his point at the top of the leaderboard. He has now come to pit lane. Christopher Bell goes back to the lead as they continue to cycle around with just 64 laps remaining. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
You'll find legendary John Deere quality and save thousands on new full-size John Deere Gators now through September 3rd at Tractor Central. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Show the way, down to 60 laps to go. Daniel Suarez now second. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. currently third. Ryan Blaney fourth. And Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano continue to climb the leaderboard after making pit stops. Hamlin now has just rallied up to fourth, and Logano has gone to fifth. Time now for a mid-race update brought to you by Pfizer.
We've had 8 different leaders, 19 different lead changes. A lot of those have happened due to green flag cycling pit stops. It's put Christopher Bell back out front. Again, Daniel Suarez second. Denny Hamlin, now Joey Logano fourth. As that leaderboard continues to shuffle as we work through green flag stops. And I guess the point here, you came with 2 option tires. You could use the primary or the option tire. If you've got the options left, it's time to use them.
Yeah.
Or is it?
I don't think it is yet, because we still got 58 laps to go in the race. And I don't think that the option tire, we haven't seen it run that long today. We've seen it be in the 40 to 50 lap range. I think it's too early to put them on. I think these teams are holding on to them, hoping for a late caution to put them on then.
Boy, how good is the Austin Dillon car? He goes to work now on Joey Logano and makes the pass for the second, or check that now, for the fourth spot. Should be for third, because current race leader Christopher Bell peels off the racetrack. Bell is on the pit lane.
Lap 343, the tires are already off. They're going to go back to the prime tires, those yellow side-walled tires. Really fast pit stop. Christopher Bell trying to rebound from that pit road speed penalty.
And that will turn things over to Daniel Suarez as the race leader. Denny Hamlin, Mike Bagley, not too far back. Then comes Austin Dillon. Then comes Joey Logano.
Austin Dillon is pouring on the coals right now. He has gotten by Logano. He has tracked down Denny Hamlin. Matter of fact, he'll follow Denny by about maybe a car length or two deficit with more lap traffic ahead.
You know, we were talking earlier in the broadcast, Jeff Striegel, about who could be the driver outside of the top 16 to pull off a win and really throw the playoff picture into a wrinkle. Well, what about and why not Austin Dillon? 32nd in the point standings is Austin Dillon. He wins this race tonight. That really turns things upside down.
Yeah, because right now Ross Chastain is sitting 16th, and well, he'd get bounced out because Austin Dillon would take his spot inside the top 16, but he's going to have to win to do that. And right now he is third. The top three running right together. Daniel Suarez, Denny Hamlin, and Austin Dillon with 53 to go.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Suarez has dropped back to position number 4. Denny Hamlin leading, but only by a car length or two over Austin Dillon. With 50 laps to go from Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
...47 laps to go here tonight under the lights at Richmond. Christopher Bell running 15th, just unlapped himself by driving by race leader Denny Hamlin. So again, 15 cars on the lead lap. One lap down, free pass position at the moment is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. How about that battle? Denny Hamlin, Alex Hayden, and Austin Dillon.
Coming up off of turn number four, and they got a gaggle of race cars right in front of them, led by Chase Briscoe, who's in that mix. They all funnel back to the corner.
Watching what Denny Hamlin's going to do. He's going to dial up the low lane coming into turn number one, and that's where lap traffic is now. Lap traffic double wide in front of them for just a moment. Hamlin now going to be boxed in behind this lap traffic of Briscoe and LaJoy.
LaJoy will go all the way to the top of the racetrack. Ryan Preece will take it or make that chase. Briscoe will run side by side now right in front of the race leader.
So Denny's going to ease into the corner as LaJoy takes it all the way at the banking. Briscoe, though, still on the bottom of the racetrack coming out of two. Here's Hamlin alongside Logano and Austin Dillon right behind Hamlin in this race for the lead.
As the seventh place car, Ryan Blaney, comes to pit lane right now. The battle for the lead comes off turn number four. They put the lap again on Corey LaJoy, still nose to tail for the top spot.
Austin Dillon has great corner entry into one, but Denny's got great launch at the exit of turn two. More lap traffic in front of them, and right now it's Hamlin and Dillon right in the middle of this lap traffic soup off the end of the backstretch.
Joey Logano right now third, but he is a distant third to Hamlin and Dillon. Then Suarez and Tyler Reddick have a good battle going on for position number four. Denny Hamlin, race leader, off turn two.
Denny Hamlin, Austin Dillon in locked formation in this lap traffic that we've been talking about. Here's Dillon. He'll take a peek to the inside for a moment, finding no room to race as both Hamlin and Dillon are tracking down Chase Briscoe.
Interesting strategy just took place on the pit lane. I mentioned Ryan Blaney came to pit lane from the number seven spot. Jason Toy, what did they do?
Had that final set of red soft tires. They put them on with 44 to go. They're going to try to make a run to the end of it.
And right now, he is going to have to do it from being a lap down. But with those tires, we've seen it before. They can drive right by the race leader, which is Denny Hamlin. Austin Dillon, two car lengths back, will follow this battle for the lead. Denny Hamlin and Austin Dillon.
Austin Dillon did not have a good exit of turn four that time, and it's going to cost him about a car length, maybe two. Hamlin and Dillon to the back straightaway, still watching the lap traffic right now being a factor. Matter of fact, Riley Herbst passing Austin Dillon and sitting between Dillon and Hamlin.
So Dillon, for the moment, will cool his jets and simply ride there. He's a good five car lengths or so behind them, but Dillon now is under attack from some of the cars that are a lap or more down.
Right now, they've both got their hands full as everybody just trying to wrestle for real estate. Riley Herbst has gotten fresh tires. He'll bypass Hamlin and Briscoe. Meanwhile, the leaders are being freight trained by these cars that have just come to pit road.
Isn't that interesting, Mike? Riley Herbst is five laps down on newer tires than the race leader, and he just drove by Denny Hamlin like he was standing still.
amazing to watch what the impact of these new tires will do. And these are primes, these are reds, all in this mix. Right now, Herbst and Dillon, along with Briscoe, have found themselves in front of the race leaders. And right now, more lap traffic beginning to be a factor in this.
It is indeed, as laps get fewer. 38 to go, by the way. Daniel Suarez made the pit stop. They just bolted on their last set of the softer option tire.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Welcome back to Richmond Raceway with 32 laps to go. The battle for the race lead nearly side by side.
Austin Dillon trying to score the upset tonight at Richmond. He is on a full court press. Denny Hamlin's back bumper directly in front of him. Right now, this battle settles down, but Austin Dillon poised in position and ready to strike.
As he takes his car to the top side of the racetrack, we've seen this before. Now he'll cross over, look to the inside, not close enough. 31 to go, it's Hamlin and Dillon.
Dillon right now, again, looking to the inside. Hamlin chops him off at the entrance of the corner. Dillon immediately washes wide, trying to get a better angle off too, but still staying with the leader stride for stride.
Match him in his tire tracks into the corner. Here comes Daniel Suarez on the fresh Goodyear tires. He'll fly around the outside and pass both cars. As a matter of fact, he makes contact with the back bumper of the Denny Hamlin race-leading car that enables Austin Dillon to come to the side.
Suarez will wedge his way to the inside and get a lap back. Here comes Austin Dillon. Tried to capitalize and do the same, but he couldn't do it. But he's still with the race leader. Going to look low again in four.
This time, Dillon on the bottom side of the racetrack will make it stick side by side off four. Not close enough. Denny Hamlin will lead the lap, but again, Austin Dillon on the bottom.
Dillon drives it deeper into one. He's there. He's got a fender out in front, but Hamlin's going to run him hard off the exit of two. Side by side. Austin Dillon inside. Denny Hamlin outside. Back to three.
Wheel to wheel for the top spot. Here they come through the middle part of the corner. At the bottom of the racetrack, by a nose, it's Austin Dillon. By a quarter panel, the entire car now. Austin Dillon back to the top of the leaderboard here at Richmond.
He'll pull away by one car length, by two car lengths. Denny Hamlin slides at the racetrack, and more lap traffic has wedged themselves in between Austin Dillon and Denny Hamlin. That car is Ryan Blaney.
And we are down to 27 laps to go. The race leader here at Richmond Raceway, it's Austin Dillon over Denny Hamlin. Logano, Reddick, and Bubba Wallace at your top five.
Madame Giselle senses something big coming.
Is it a career change?
Everything looks wet.
I'm going to be a swim teacher.
There's a roof.
A swim teacher who also does roofing.
No, no. The roof of your RV has a leak and it's ruining the furniture.
Oh, that's okay. I'm covered by Progressive. But maybe I'm a swim teaching roofer who makes furniture.
Customize your coverage with Progressive's Roof Protection Plus and be prepared for the unexpected. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roof Protection Plus available for RVs less than 6 years old. $250 deductible applies to any time.
I'm Kim Coon.
And I'm Ryan Flores.
Join us every week for Around the Track. We'll get you ready for the upcoming racing action, whether you'll be attending in person or watching at home.
We showcase young and upcoming drivers and tell you what to watch for in all the NASCAR Regional Series. Plus, our attraction segment gives you all the fan activities, concerts, and tailgating fun at each event.
The betting segment will help you win some easy money, and we've got driver suggestions to pump up your fantasy roster. Check out Around the Track each Wednesday on NASCAR's YouTube channel.
Austin Dillon beginning to pull away now by six car lengths over Denny Hamlin. Logano goes third, 25 to go from Richmond Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Austin Dillon out front with 20 laps to go. What does he need to go to victory lane? Well, let's take a look at the keys to winning. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. For protection on the road and on the water. See how much you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. The keys to the race brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
They were given to us by Chris Buescher on NASCAR Live Race Day. The guy who won this race a year ago said you got to have good corner entry to have a great lap here at Richmond Raceway. Also said long run speed is going to be crucial and be good on the front end of that. Obviously, he didn't know, nor did anybody at the time, what these option tires were going to do. And right now, they are proven highly effective. Race leader is Austin Dillon by one full second over Denny Hamlin with 19 to go. But the car on the move, 14 seconds behind on the softer tires, the option tire. In seventh is Daniel Suarez.
Cookout in Richmond. Fast service and fast cars. A great match. Cooked outdoors style food at max speed. Cookout is where the hamburgers are char-grilled. Always fresh, never frozen. Goes great with an ice cold Coca-Cola or a shake. So fans, don't forget to race through the Cookout drive-thru for a Cookout tray today. They're open late.
Curious what drivers talk about during the race? Visit RacingElectronics.com today to purchase a scanner and listen to uncensored audio from every team in the race. Learn more at RacingElectronics.com or stop by and see them in the vendor area today.
Looking for motorsports coverage you can't find anywhere else? Look no further than the Motor Racing Network's lineup of weekly podcasts. NASCAR news and interviews on NASCAR Live and NASCAR Live Wide Open. NASCAR Cup Series Insight on Crew Call. NASCAR Grassroots Racing News and Talk on NASCAR Coast to Coast. And Sprint Car Talk on Wing Nation. All these and more available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We welcome you back to Richmond Raceway. We'll get you to the track in the final 12 laps, but first we have to pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand.
Motor Racing Network live at Richmond Raceway for the running of the Cookout 400 for the NASCAR Cup Series, and our premier partners of the NASCAR Cup Series, Busch Light, Coca-Cola, Geico, and Xfinity. I'm Alex Hayden alongside Jeff Striegel and Todd Gordon. Mike Bagley's out in the turns on the pit lane. Jason Toy and Chris Wilner.
Well, if you're looking for a walk-off, you've got one here tonight with just 10 laps to go. Next time by Austin Dillon, who has won four times at this level in his career, is out front and driving away. He came in 32nd in NASCAR Cup Series points. He's about to make himself possibly playoff eligible, and he may be racing for a championship as he comes across the line.
10 laps to go now for Austin Dillon. 2.5 second lead over second place Denny Hamlin. The car to watch, however, the fastest car on the racetrack, 9 seconds, now 8.5 seconds behind, is Daniel Suarez in sixth. He came to pit road, did Suarez on lap 360, and put on those softer option tires and has been knifing his way up the leaderboard.
The other thing we want to add about Austin Dillon, the pit crew, Austin getting it done behind the wheel, Mike Bagley. The crew for Austin Dillon, the best on the property tonight. It's all working together for Austin Dillon.
And this